From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former FBI Director James Comey have both been interviewed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team as part of its ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. The New York Times reported Tuesday that Sessions was questioned for several hours last week about his contacts with Russian officials and whether Trump had obstructed justice. Comey was interviewed last year in connection with a series of memos he wrote about his interactions with Trump. The special counsel's office declined to comment about both interviews. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday denied that Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Christopher Wray threatened to resign under pressure from the White House and Attorney General Jeff Sessions to fire his top aide. When asked about that in the Oval Office, the president responded,
"No, he didn't at all.
Not
even a little bit. Nope."
The president said that Wray was also doing a good job. The Axios News website says it stands by its report that Sessions, at Trump's urging, pressured Wray to fire his top deputy, Andrew McCabe, and other members of the inner circle of former FBI Director James Comey. At least one person was killed and 14 others injured in an attack on the Save the Children office in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. A spokesman said the group of armed men stormed the compound after a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb at the entrance. Security forces engaged in a long gun battle with the attackers before it ended. The Islamic State group has now claimed responsibility for that attack, but has provided no evidence to support its claims. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. More than 50,000 residents have now been displaced as the Philippines' most active volcano continues to belch large clouds of ash and streams of red-hot lava. This evacuee told reporters she hopes the Mayon volcano stops erupting so that she and others can return home. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology says Mount Mayon blasted large fountains of lava and ash 600 meters into the sky. The institute has raised its alert level for Mayon to 4 on a scale of 5, signifying a hazardous eruption is imminent. The day after a U.S. government shutdown, U.S. senators expressed differing expectations Tuesday for what Congress might produce on immigration topics. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it was time for serious negotiations and that everyone needed to make the most of the opportunity, while Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer noted that there were 16 days remaining for the two sides to come together to prevent the Dreamers, or young immigrants, from being deported. China and South Korea have issued a protest against U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to impose steep tariffs on solar panels and washing machines, a move that is fueling concerns in Asia that more U.S. protectionist measures are forthcoming. Trump explained the tariffs on Tuesday.
My administration is committed to defending American companies, and they've been very badly hurt from harmful import surges that threaten the livelihood of their workers, of jobs actually all over this country.
South Korean Trade Minister Kim Hyung-chung called the tariffs excessive and violating World Trade Organization rules. Kim said South Korea planned to file a petition against the United States at the WTO. Wednesday, Syria and Russia accused the United States of lying about chemical weapons attacks in the Syrian conflict as a way of derailing efforts to bring an end to the fighting. Speaking in France, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about the recent attack in East Ghouta.
Only yesterday, more than 20 civilians, most of them children, were victims of an apparent chlorine gas attack.
Tillerson, along with foreign ministers from France, Germany, and Turkey, were among those who launched the International Partnership Against Impunity for Use of Chemical Weapons Tuesday. Venezuela's pro-government National Constituent Assembly called for a presidential election by April 30th. Not long after the assembly vote, President Nicolas Maduro said he would seek re-election. U.S. President Donald Trump has continued to put pressure on the Maduro government, which it has called an illegitimate dictatorship. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.